Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Parents' leave is to be extended from 7 weeks to 9 weeks from tomorrow, which will be a welcome relief to families across the country. So for more on these new measures, we're joined by HR expert Caroline Reedy. And Caroline, you're welcome. So parents can now claim 9 weeks parents' leave if your child is under the age of two from tomorrow. Is that right? Tell us about it.
So I suppose we've seen constant increased measures to give more time off to parents of children, particularly in the early years. So I think this will be very welcome because it's for each parent and they can take up to 9 weeks off and get some pay for it. It's not a comparable pay that they're going to get full pay, but they can get parents' benefit once they have enough PRSI benefits, which means they would get up to €274 per week. And a lot of employers will look at topping that up as well because they see how important flexibility and time off and work-life balance is to a huge cohort of the workers, but particularly to new parents.
So this is if your child is under the age of two. If your child turns two next Friday, can you apply for this now and get your 9 weeks over the next 9 weeks?
Unfortunately not. The okay. child must be born or adopted after the 1st of July 2022. So that's the period, and it must be taken in the first 2 years of the employee's life. So it's for
the child's life. Oh, the employee's wife. I understand what you mean. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, it's for parents who have adopted kids as well, which is for all of the type of leave covers. So it's from the day of you receive the child and from the day the child is born. So after the 1st of July 2022. And I suppose the good thing as well is it's applicable to self-employed people as well as employees. So self-employed people apply to the Department of Social Protection 6 weeks in advance of wanting to take the leave, and employees apply to their employer 6 weeks in advance as well.
And can you take all the 9 weeks together? Can you spread it out into, you know, every Friday over the year or 2 years? How does it work?
So it must be agreed, I suppose, with your employer. However, most employers, I would say, will do their best to facilitate the request of the employee. So it can be taken as a block of 9 weeks, or it can be taken as individual separate weeks. And on really good reason, I suppose seasonal reason or a specific project going on, the employer can postpone it for up to 12 weeks. But ideally, I suppose, most people who are planning to take this type of leave will know well in advance. They'll be planning, you know, more than 6 weeks in terms of wanting to take it. And this is, I suppose, continuous service as well, which means you will get public holidays. You'll accrue holidays while you're on the leave. So I think a very welcome addition to the other types of leave we already have for new parents who can spend more time with their new child under the age of two.
Mm. It certainly is that for parents. I wonder how do employers feel about this though, Caroline? Even though they might, you know, theoretically agree with the concept, it must be causing an awful lot of headaches for people, particularly in smaller businesses.
Yeah, I think the big thing with all of these different types of leave is the lead-in time. The more lead-in time the employee can give, the more planning can be done. Because for anybody who's missing out of the business for 9 weeks, you're going to need cover. So it's not just a concern for the employer, it's for the colleagues who have to pick up the work if there isn't appropriate cover put in place. And with nearly a full employment market, you know, planning is required to even get temporary staff to cover different types of leave. So I think every employer knows these are, you know, hugely important leaves for the parents, and they're a legal entitlement. They have a statutory entitlement to receive it. But I think it's the balance and the reasonability, like anything. But I would say a lot we've seen already, because it's in place for, you know, people have 7 weeks leave at the moment, that in general terms, the employee generally gives even more notice than the required 6 weeks. Because that means then it's likely that the employer will approve it. And second of all, they have that bit longer to cover it. Because when the person is off, the most important thing is that they're not being contacted to say, oh, listen, we need you to check where this is or check where that is. So to facilitate the smooth, I suppose, transfer over so that the employee can smoothly go and not have any interruption in those 9 weeks, I think it's back to good relations, proactive planning, and I think it'll work really well for both parents, you know, when they can, you know, have that opportunity, and for the employer as well.
Is there any danger of resentment in the workplace if people are thinking about applying for this, particularly if your colleagues, as you say, in some instances might be left to pick up the slack themselves? You know, some employers might not be in a position to take someone else on for the 9 weeks. So then your colleagues are left to pick up the slack. And maybe those colleagues aren't eligible for this leave because they don't have children themselves. So they might feel this is all a bit unfair.
Yeah, I think we're seeing the introduction in most workplaces, particularly in more recent times, of lots of new measures around flexibility.
Okay.
And it's not being a prerequisite that you need to have, for example, a statutory entitlement like this type of leave. The problem with that, Sarah, is in most cases, then it's an unpaid leave. So, for example, you've people and they're asking for, can I have 3 months off, even though obviously they wouldn't be entitled to that statutory wise. But the employer is giving it to them because they need to retain them. And I think that whole shift to the new generation, they want work to suit them rather than suit the norms of work in the past, which was everybody has to just get the basic minimum. And we're definitely seeing a huge shift to employees wanting, for example, simple things like instead of it being 9 to 5 as a typical day, it's once I get the work done, I should be able to finish and have more flexibility during the day. So we're seeing more of a shift towards people wanting work to work for them as well.
Okay.
And I think, you know, this is another one of those measures, and I think a lot of employers will top it up and try and do other complementary things to support around it as well.
All right, Caroline Reedy, pleasure as always to speak to you, and thank you for joining us.